was doing time for armed robbery. Four in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on.
Welcome, my friends, to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Sam Kennedy. Pleasure to be here tonight, folks. Honor to be here tonight among my Patriot friends. And we have a very important and I think what will be a very interesting program for a lot of our listeners. Tonight we have two or three cases I'd like to comment on. It's been a very busy week. United States Federal Corporation has been up to a lot of mischief. And I think there's some important information to be reviewed, especially with some of the emails that are circling around that probably should be addressed for everybody's peace of mind. Before we do, let me just remind you that this program is intended to be a free market of individual ideas offered by free men and women, titled freeholders, sovereign men and women, children of our Lord Yahweh. And as always, let me caution you folks that I do not recommend that you try any of the things that we discuss. I'm offering them to you for the love of learning. You must do your own research. You must have your own faith and beliefs in order before you even consider making changes that will affect your life. The call-in line tonight is 1-800-313-9443. And we'll be going to the phones a little later in the program after we review a topic or two of what I suspect will be great interest to you. I sent out an email earlier today that much of this program would be devoted to the 1099 process. And I received an email earlier in the week that said, Sam, something to this effect. It said, Sam, you've been discussing 1099 OID where we are listed as the payer. And that's true. I have been. It may apply to me more than most people because when I use an instrument or when I pay a court case, there's no question that I'm sitting there in the capacity of the payer, the maker of the instrument, whatever it might be. And this party, she went on to say, but I remember a couple of years ago in Springfield when we were discussing 1099 OID and you mentioned listing the straw party as the recipient and not the payer. And that party was very correct. I had another discussion with someone earlier this week who's a mentor out west, very fine fellow, and he informed me that they've been having a good deal of success with OIDs, and I'll qualify success later, with OIDs that are filled out so that the straw party is in fact listed as the recipient. And they've had success in court cases, and they've had success in refund. So with that little groundwork, when we come back after a couple of minute break, I'd like to discuss in detail the philosophy behind these approaches, the decision-making process, and what I'm doing, and if, in fact, I recommend anybody do anything else. Don't go away, folks.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Looked up lately? Have you seen those crisscross trails that hang in the atmosphere long after a plane has passed over? Some are chemtrails, and they may be causing your health problems. It's a fact. Various governments, including the U.S., have been spraying chemicals in our upper atmosphere for years. Chemtrails is a very real cause of many health problems, like pain, respiratory, or immune deficiencies that appear seemingly out of nowhere. But now, your chronic illness can be helped. Introducing ChemBuster. ChemBuster is a natural remedy designed to combat and break through health problems caused by chemtrails. ChemBuster.us has more information and a special internet-only offer of just $17 per bottle. That's ChemBuster.us. Try ChemBuster yourself. Recommend to your sick friends and relatives, and after saving $2 on your first bottle, you'll save an additional $7 on your second bottle. Visit ChemBuster.us for important information and a special internet-only offer. That's ChemBuster.us.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Welcome back, my friend. So we have a very busy program. I'm also going to be discussing two other cases that are quite active at the moment. One is a fellow by the name of Robert Beal out in Minnesota. I get that confused because apparently he was picked up and he had operated under an alias for some time. And then there's another fellow, Jack Stein, or let me see if I can find it. I'm sorry, I'm not better prepared. It's been down to the wire with the retreat. John Stewart, rather. I'm sorry about that, folks. John Stewart out in Arizona. And we'll be commenting on both of those. I know there's a lot of noise and traffic on the Internet about those two cases, and there are some developments that you might be interested in. And I think also there's some great learning to be had in those cases. Before we do, let me just mention, of course, that if you're attending the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat this coming Thursday, that pre-registration is at 7:30 p.m. We may move that, 7 p.m., and we may move that up to 6:30. It depends on how things go. On Wednesday, the 23rd, that's, 3 days from now. Time flies. And, we have a jam-packed 5 days, probably twice as much material as we've tried to convey in the past, but it's also better organized. and a little more concentrated. And if you're a beginner, you really need to study hard. I caution you. You are not coming to this to learn to do something. You're coming to this to expand your knowledge, to feed the love of learning, and to learn more about freedom. Not to get yourself into trouble, not to try radical things or rely upon the judgments and research of other people. This is just the tip of the iceberg, and one must then proceed forward and really grow into who they wish to be, which leads us to the topic of 1099 OID. As I said a few years ago, I was employing IRS form 1099 OID by naming the straw party as the recipient, and therefore I was naming the de facto entity, whether corporate or corporate government, as the payer. And if you recall, Roger Elvick used that very method in the case that landed him in prison. And he did not successfully use, he did file those into the case, as I recall, and he did not successfully use that method to secure his release, at least for the first couple of years. More recently, as you know, there's a document that's been floating around. Some of you probably know who the author is. I don't. I understand it may be a female somewhere, but it's known as the Zero-Year Account, or ZYA method, which is designed to bring the so-called exemption account, the individual master file attributed liabilities, and the Social Security record to a zero balance. It's designed to allow you to control that account, so those funds are no longer being slated for bombs and mayhem and havoc, but they're being dedicated to the peaceful pursuits that you so desire. And that method has been employed, has employed the 1099 OID form in a manner that names the straw party as the payer and the de facto entity as the recipient. That's the exact opposite of what we were doing a few years ago. So recently, from what I've been able to see this week, that older method whereby the straw party is named as the recipient has reemerged. And in fact, I do know of some people who have been using it for some time. Two people approached me about that maybe, 4 months ago, and they explained their reason for filing those documents in that manner. And they wanted my opinion on it. And of course, I didn't necessarily have an opinion on it. That's a decision that people have to make. You have to make your own decisions as to what's appropriate and what fits your philosophy. And we'll be discussing that, I think, as this program unfolds. So, as of this writing, we have these two different approaches for using 1099 OID forms. And maybe three, because who's to say one should even use a 1099 OID form? Just because I've discussed it as a point of interest on a radio program, or just because you read a ZYA document? One would not want to proceed in a direction like that unless one truly understood what they were doing and, in fact, was committed to living that belief. So why don't we look at ZYA first? I think ZYA has a very simple philosophy. Living men have prepaid the entire de facto concoction with the loss of their land and 1865, can anyone doubt that that's what happened? And with the transfer of all wealth to the United States Federal Corporation in 1933 and the co-requisite subjugation of their freeholding rights in 1933, right? Deeds naming you as a tenant on your own land, cars registered, permission to get married, all the things that people accept as normal, but if it was happening in communist China, they would be bemoaning those nasty communists. Well, based upon the system we have today, the correct economic model for for a simple retail purchase would be to visit the store and have the value of the requisitioned goods, you go in and say, I want A, B, C, D, and E, set off against our credit, since all of those goods were produced on funds that were borrowed by the manufacturing companies and others along the chain against the credit that was granted, admittedly, by way of deceit to the United States in 1933 and in 1865. But since it doesn't work that way, at least I don't know of any store where I can go in and point it out and say, put that on my account unless I open a fiction account, then living men are forced to pay for goods and pay for services that they've already funded. And so the ZYA process is a method for seeking a refund of those quote-unquote payments. Now, how do you know how much? Well, that's what the invoice or billing amount represents. The invoice or billing amount that they serve us with is the fiction value that's attributed to the amount of our credit that was used to produce the good or service that we are utilizing. Now, since the United States Federal Corporation paid nothing for the gain, and they are charging us, excuse me, the invoice amount, that invoice amount, in my mind, not necessarily your mind, but my mind, and I don't want to convince you of anything, that invoice amount comprises the original issue discount, the discount between the cost and the redemption amount of that good, and they're redeeming it through us. That's the amount that they will gain when we pay them, minus the cost of the credit to produce the good or service, which was zero to them. The same thing is true in banking situations. We approach a chartered credit bearer or blocker, also known as a bank, for the purpose of buying back our own goods, a house, a car, for instance, an RV, whatever was produced on the back of our credit. Now, since the bank claims to be loaning us value of some sort, and we already supplied all of that value when our money was confiscated by deception in 1933 under the communist Rusifesto, thank you, FDR, in effect, isn't the bank charging us for access to our own credit? So, in effect, we're injured twice. First, when we purchase the car, and secondly, when we pay the bank the usury rape tax, maybe even three times, because we already paid it once before, although that wasn't an injury. Therefore, since the bank's investment was zero, they expended nothing except maybe a clerk's efforts to write up the papers or print them out of the computer. But basically, they have zero investment, and they're making value equal to the principal and interest of the loan, the original issue discount, in my mind, the way I believe, is equal to the face value of the contract plus any payments that were made. That's, in fact, that's basically the philosophy behind either of these methods. But anyway, under ZYA, the author of that document suggests that the OID amount should be listed in box number one on the IRS Form 1099 OID and noted as a federal withholding in box number four. Those amounts are then supposed to be transferred to the cover form, which is Form 1096. Simple, quick, neat. Have you looked at Form 1096? Very interesting. I had a conversation with someone today who had shared my feeling on this, although he stated it much more eloquently than I'm capable of. Basically, Form 1096 is revealing what the transaction's all about. In fact, we're going to a break now, folks. Why don't you sit down at your computer and download a Form 1096 and take a good look at it. We'll pull one out of your files, and we'll review that form and the 1099 OID methodology and philosophy when we return after a two-minute break. Please don't go away.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Insert dollars only, please.
I got no bread for the rent. I got my next two paychecks spent.
Welcome back, my friends. So I hope this isn't too boring for you, but I promise you I'll get to the punchline shortly. Anyway, if you've had a chance to look at Form 1096, maybe you see what I see in that form. The form asks for the EIN and the Social Security number of the filer. And that has been interpreted to mean, at least to my satisfaction, that they're asking for information about the living man, the live account, the EIN, and the fiction's dead corporate account represented by the Social Security number. Although the layman would probably look at that form and think that these boxes are provided to accommodate individual or corporate filers. But these forms are very specific. Look at the UCC-1, it tells you to choose one or the other. This doesn't. I think it's pretty obvious what they're asking. Now, if you look further on the 1096 off to the right side of the form, it asks for a total amount of the 1099 OIDs that are attached to it. And that total amount is then transferred in the ZYA method to lines 21, 22, 20, well, I think it's 37, 38, 41, and let me just confirm this. I should have had one called up, I'm sorry. And 43. And 43 on a 1040. And 40, well, anyone who doesn't know that when you start dealing with lines 21, 22, 23, 24, that we're talking about a 1040, probably should tune out right now. And on that 1040, line 43 would reflect that same 1096 amount as taxable income. But if you look at the very next line, which is line 44, and that may be other numbers on earlier years, for instance, in 2004, as I recall, that might be lines 42 and 43 instead of 43 and 44 on a 2007. Well, on the very next line, line 44, the tax on that income is listed as zero, and that's to facilitate the refund request of the full OID amount on line 74A of that same form. Now, don't get lost up in the numbers of the lines here. All I'm saying is that there is a taxable income amount listed, and then suddenly the next line it says the tax is zero. And to users of the older method, where the straw party is listed as the receiver rather than the payer, this is a fairly serious concern. In fact, it's their primary concern, because they believe that such a filing could lead to fraud charges or an audit or something of that sort. However unlikely that might be, and I say unlikely because we've seen plenty of responses to these things, and it might be a CP22 letter, a threat of a frivolous filing, things of that sort. They're all going through Ogden, Utah. They're all getting scrutiny. They know what these forms mean. And let me just remind you folks that the devil tested, the devil tested our Savior three times. Didn't he give him three opportunities to grant jurisdiction into the nether kingdom? And three times, Yahshua said, no, the word of the Lord says otherwise. Be gone. Three times he answered with the word of the Lord. Keep that in mind. So those things, as far as I'm concerned, Scripture tells us everything that's happening. You can predict this all based upon Scripture, and those are the tests that we expect. And I'll have a little more to say about that, I'm sure, in a few minutes. Now, the proponents of ZYA would, I don't want to speak for them, I don't even know who they are, but those proponents probably would call attention to the following belief system, as far as moving on line 43 from taxable income, let's say, of $100,000, then the next line is zero tax due. Well, first of all, the most obvious issue, and certainly one that I would throw up at a Treasury agent in a second, is that isn't this tax voluntary? Hasn't it been stated 1,000 times that it's voluntary? Now, of course, they say we're required to volunteer, but it's a voluntary tax. And who is the only party authorized to assess that tax? The living man. I elect to assess a zero tax. Now, if you want to disprove that, bring it on. Show me where I'm wrong. But the next issue would simply be, aren't you in possession of a Form 56 authorizing the secretary to correct any mistakes? Why are you not doing your job? See, it's all about belief, folks. It's not about what's on the paper, in my mind. If we become fixated on the paper and penalties thereof, then we are really acceding to the devil's invitation. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Please don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now. www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Welcome back, friends. Well, before we continue, let me just say this, in case any of you are curious. I'm not reviewing this in such detail to arm you with the knowledge as to how to file a 1099 OID. I'm not encouraging you to file a 1099 OID, just the opposite. I'm telling you this so you don't file a fraudulent document. I'm telling you this so you do file a document in which you fully believe, a document that you can fully support, a document that makes complete sense to you, and one that's consistent with your philosophy. If you believe you're a fiction, then you really need to examine using a procedure like this. If you know you're a living man, and come hell or high water, you're going to do the right thing, then you might want to listen carefully to my words here tonight. Remember when you filed your first shift return? You knew for a fact that the term income was defined as corporate gain. And hence, I remember the first time someone introduced me to that and said to me, "This is the first time in your life you're going to file a truthful return, one that you can defend." And you know, he was right. Based upon my knowledge at the time, he was completely right. Because prior to that, what did we do? Oh, we cut all the gray areas in our favor. Some people hid a few things under the table, and eventually we learned there is no table. There are no books and records. There's none of that garbage if you believed you were a sovereign man. And if you still believed you were fiction, then you needed to play the fiction game according to the fiction rules. So this is to clarify what my thought process is, and I'm not an originator of any of this technology. I'm just a Borg on this. In fact, I came to ZYA late, and I can say that I discussed 1099 OID listing the straw party as the payer extensively, although I did discuss it a couple of years ago and use some of that technology myself. I'm discussing this tonight for clarification purposes so that you can really decide, instead of when you see an email come across, oh, this particular party had problems doing this, that, or the other thing, and it's not even clear what he did, that you don't go and cough up your lunch in the toilet and think that that has anything whatsoever to do with you. It does not. Only you have to do with you. Not what Winston Shroud has to do with you. Not what Sam Kennedy has to do with you. Not what Sam Davis or anyone else has. Only you have to do with you. So anyway, if I was defending a ZYA line 43 to line 44 transition to a zero tax, first thing that enters my mind would be that this tax is voluntary, it's self-assessing, and I choose not to assess it based upon everything I know about the code. Now, if I'm wrong, please correct me, and when you prove to me I'm wrong, I will be happy to change the way I do it. But better yet, you have five copies of Form 56 in your possession, do you not? Then why are you not correcting the error? Do you not hold the fiduciary responsibility? That's why the Form 56 is in there. That's why I personally would rely upon it. That's why I have relied upon it in cover pages and documents that have been sent back to answer the first and second of the three tests that we can expect from Satan. I also know that the living man is not a corporation, and hence, the living man is not taxable, although the straw party is listed on the document, but the straw party is a transmitting utility. Now, if you look at a 1040, as I recall, doesn't a 1040 state taxable income? I don't think there's any place on the form where it states your taxable income on any of those lines, 22, 21, 43, whatever they are. I don't recall the word your anywhere, but I do specifically recall way down at the bottom, I think it may be line 62 or 63, maybe 64, it states, this is your tax. That clever choice of words. This is your opportunity to volunteer for the tax, to admit to the tax, and we get to retain the gain. We get to retain your credit. Folks, the purpose of the 1099 OID filings, the purpose of any paperwork, commercial, sovereign, common law, declaration of political status, whatever it may be, is singular. And it is to present and emphasize the distinction between the living and straw parties. That's it. How one goes about it is strictly the business of that living man. Period. The 1040 is used to identify the withheld funds in my mind. Period. But that's based upon my philosophy. Now, we've spent a great deal of time discussing ZYA, but why don't we spend a couple of minutes reverting back to the original method? Since Roger Elvick used it himself and spoke about it. I've seen many emails and discussions over the years about it. I used it myself. Basically, the philosophy is similar to what we just discussed about a blockage of our credit and prepayment in 1933 and our ability to access our own credit being impeded. However, in the original method, the tax on line 44 is completed or entered by looking up the applicable tax on a tax table and then subtracting the tax from the OID amount, from the amount of the taxable income listed on line 43, to arrive at the applicable refund way down at the bottom in, line 74, 74A or something like that. So my question to you is, which of these methods would you choose, if any? And how does one make that decision? Let me suggest that that decision is less a function of any of the above information and is directly a function of one's faith in one's Creator and one's willingness to persevere. If you're not willing to persevere, then don't do it, because you'll fold your cards at the very first test. And once you fold your cards, once you admit to being a fiction, watch out, baby, because Satan will have you dancing to his tune whenever he so chooses. Now, excuse me. I guess what I'm saying here is that only a living man can stand up and be counted. It's not the paperwork, it's not the filing. It's a living man that makes it a success. Sam, what about that guy out west who was arrested using such and such? A, I don't know the guy. B, I don't know what he did. C, I don't know the circumstances. I found out in one particular case, it's a case of accused manslaughter where a fellow was shot in the skull and killed. Different circumstances than a traffic violation, wouldn't you say? None of that matters. What matters is the man who is asking the question. Because if you have to ask that question, you shouldn't be using these technologies. It is not the method, but the man that makes all the difference in the eyes of the Lord. Only the man can stand up and be counted. Only the man can say, excuse me, that's my understanding of things. Would you please show me where I'm wrong? Only a man can stand up and say, you're telling me this is fraud? Well, don't you have a copy of Form 56? If I got it wrong, why are you not correcting it? Do you not have the authority? Was there a defect in my Form 56? Did the secretary send it back to me? Did the postmaster lie on the registration? Did the notary lie? Is the secretary shirking his responsibility? You know, when you have that philosophy, everything changes. Suddenly, it's not a CP-22 that comes in the mail. It's an opportunity. It's not a CP-3176 or 78 or hike, whatever it is. It's an opportunity. When you receive a notice of frivolous penalty, instead of crying or quitting or skulking away, a living man recognizes that as an ovation, as a redraft, as a substitution of a new contract for the old contract, and he celebrates that opportunity by issuing a corrected set of filings to institute a return of those additional funds to the source. Bingo! Another $5,000 in the kitty. Interest, fees, and penalties, another $10,000, $20,000, whatever it may be. That's the test. That's the trial. That's what Satan does. The Bible tells you that. Here's another filing for a return of funds to the source. And it's the faith of a living man that keeps him true to the Creator when others fold their cards, when others read emails and run, when others tuck their tail and run. And I do not mean to disparage those who do, because I fully understand that we have been subjected to a lifetime of brainwashing in civics classes. And when we're attempting to rewrite those tapes, it can be a scary thing indeed. I have nothing but compassion for you, my friends. I know what it feels like. I've been scared. I understand what it's like to be scared. I'm human. I'm sure I'll be scared again. And that's when I look to my Lord and my Savior to give me the words as was promised in the Bible. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Fear not. That's in Chronicles chapter 20. I believe it's section 17. So in my mind, commerce is just another way of demonstrating who we are. So is common law. So is abatement, which I've used for years. So are declarations of political status. So are David Clarence's very clever removals. So are Keith Edwards' extremely clever cancellatura documents. They're all divergent pathways leading to the same point. By the way, and so are my writs of mandamus and prohibition and my writs of removal and other things from my sovereign court. All of which, by the way, are an extension of abatement. Here's your defective process. Here is the court in the original jurisdiction under Yahweh, or as David Clarence says, in the presence of Yahweh, or as I like to say, by the grace of God, or Keith Edwards likes to say, for the people. It's all the same. It's the original jurisdiction. There is only one jurisdiction. It's the law. And the law is laid out in Exodus. And we all need to read it from time to time. And all of these technologies lead us to the same distinction. We are a living man. We are holding court as demandant, rejecting the misnomered forged name. We may be doing that by commercial methods. We may be doing that by sovereign court methods. By the way, those two can go hand in hand. I'm not saying you can maintain the adhesion contracts, the credit card and bank accounts, all of those, but you, a living man, can issue bonds, can issue notes, can issue various instruments. We'll talk about bonds in a moment when we get down to that supersedious situation out west. But a living man can do that and can use the benefits of public policy without accepting any privileges to enforce his sovereign word. And that's some of what we'll be reviewing at the retreat this week. Excuse me. So what I'm saying is, it comes down to the man digging in his heels and relying on the word of the Lord, because they cannot talk you out of who you are if you don't permit it. It's what's in your heart that matters. It's the strength of your face. It's the commitment to persevere until you're victorious. And you will be victorious. I'm not saying it will be painless, but you will be victorious, and the people around you will gain an important lesson. And by the way, that's to be remembered by people like Robert Beale and this, John Stewart, and Claudia, who was arrested, and all the other people. They can only operate with your consent. If you don't consent, then they face a choice of conscience. And I believe that the Lord will guide that outcome as it's supposed to be. There may certainly be some casualties along the way. I realize that. That's why I don't recommend or suggest anyone do anything. Everyone has to come to these decisions, him or herself. Everyone needs to own the technology. By that I mean own the faith. Understand what you're doing. It doesn't matter what the technology is, you have to own it and use it and stand there and fight for it and not give up. It's not my job. It's not the author's job of ZYA. It's not Sean Rice's job out in Arizona, who I understand was working with that Stewart fellow. It's not our job, it's not anyone's job, to convince you of who you are. It's up to you to decide, who are you? If you don't know, then you shouldn't be in this arena. And you need to take the time to go back to Scripture and look within yourself and pray and meditate and ask the Lord for forgiveness and apologize for your sins to those you have wronged and apologize to the Lord and forgive those around you and quiet your heart and quiet your mind and take the time that's necessary to arrive at that point so that it doesn't matter if you're sitting in a dungeon or you're sitting at home. The reality is that you're a child of the Lord in His kingdom. But if you don't have that peace of mind, if you choose to find your salvation in the whims of prosecutors, in the intimidation tactics of pagans who would separate you from the Lord so that you need to pray to their pagan gods, their idols, their badges, their uniforms, their billy clubs, their tasers, the pillars on their buildings, their blackened robes, all of that pomp and circumstance, then you shouldn't be doing this. If you choose to find your salvation in the whims of judges and get scared the second they dishonor your instrument instead of realizing that that's precisely what you want, so either way, they have received and have accepted the liability either by conversion or acceptance. Doesn't matter. The result is the same. It's up to you to act. Then if you can't come to that realization, you shouldn't be doing this. If every time you receive an email that talks about the exploits of a fellow patriot and your stomach drops out, then you shouldn't be doing this until you've arrived at who you are, and maybe never. That's why I say I'm trying to clarify this for you and genuinely not encourage you to do these things. And I've been saying that and saying that and saying that at least for 2 years publicly. And I'm going to use today's program, what is it, April 20th, 2008, as the reference for people to go to whenever they have one of these emails that they find troubling and start backpedaling on who they are. Folks, that music means we're headed to a break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes to wrap this up.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
It's a fact.
Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
People get all upset and they shiver and they sweat for money.
Money
don't seem to make no difference which way the wind might blow.
Welcome back, my friends. You know, I get tired of listening to my own voice. I realize I've been ranting for an hour here, and it's hard for me with headphones on. It's really hard for me to hear myself, hear just how obnoxious I may sound to you. And so I hope I don't sound as preachy as what I thought I might have. I'm hoping that some of you out there can abandon fear and choose the right team. You know, fear is the devil's enticement. That's how he works. He plays upon your fear. He played upon Yahshua's fear. Of course, he played on the wrong party because Yahshua didn't have any fear. If he had any fear, he never would have visited this planet. So, the message of that first hour is that if you are going to read emails about the exploits of fellow patriots, and suddenly let Satan grip you in fear when you have no idea the processes that patriot undertook, his temperament, how he conducted himself if he went into court, and whether or not the procedure was similar to yours in any way other than in name only, rather than finding salvation in the word of the Lord, then I suggest that you really need to eat steak with Cypher, return to the Matrix, and not get involved in these affairs. And with that music, folks, the end of the first hour has fallen upon us. So we'll be back after 1 minute station identification. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. I'll be back in 1 minute. Thanks for joining me tonight. Don't go away.